Okay, we're on Zayin Ahmed Aleph from Tana Rabbanan, two lines down. Tana Rabbanan, the Be'achad min Nisan, and the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, for the months. Okay, so this is things that were not in the Mishnah. We're going to explain why they're not in the Mishnah. But so Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim, Uli Iburim. Iburim means for the leap year that when. The understanding of the Gemara now is that it's going to be for when you calculate it, we decide to do one, the Truma Shkolim, and also for bringing the new, buying temple korbanos from the new Truma, Machzis Shekel. Yesh Omrim, and some people say, Af L'Schiras Batim. So too, for Schiras Batim, that is the rental year, and the Brisa. So now the Chodoshim. Chodoshim, the Nisan is the new year for the month, so Nisan will be month one, and so on. So Minol, and where's the source in the Torah? To Chesiv, it says, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim. This is going to be the month, the head of the months. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chod Sheshonah. Okay, so it doesn't say what it is, though. It says, Dabriel, call out as Yisrael, speak to call Yisrael, Lay more, but also Achodesh Hazeh, V'Yikholem Yishseh Leves Avois. Sell a voice, and this is Lechora talking about Nisan Simlik. We're going to, right? How do we know that? V'haya Luchem, Lemishmeres, it should be, you should guard this Korban, Ad Arba Osa, Yom Lechodesh, Hazer, V'shachtu Oysa, and you should shecht it. V'goyma. Now, V'chsiv, Shomo as the Chodesh Aviv, you should guard the Chodesh Aviv. Right, so we still haven't said what the month is, but he mentioned over here Aviv, and this is connected to the Korban Pesach over here. So Ezu Chodesh Sheyesh Bo Aviv, which month has Aviv in it? So that's heavy Omer Zeh Nisan. That's Nisan. So the Kori Lei Rishon, they call it the first of the month. So you see Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim is Nisan. Says the Gemara of it didn't say Nisan. Maybe it's Iyar. Says the Gemara Beina Aviv Aleika. No, when it's got to Iyar already, you've already got past the first fruits, right? Bochir, the Bechor, there's Bechoris for fruits as well, the first fruits. So by the time ears come, it's already passed. Those are failure fruits. So the Ima Adar, let's say Adar. So Adar, you have got these new, the Bechira of the fruits. So that would be fine. That's Aviv. So says the Gemara, Beina Rov Aviv Leika. But we need the majority of Aviv, and the majority of the first fruits come in Nisan and not in Adar. Says the Gemara though, Midi Rav Aviv Ksiv, does it stipulate in the Torah that you need the majority of the Aviv? You just said it says Aviv. So that's not conclusive. So El Amar of Chista, Me'achu, we'll learn from this. Ach B'chamisha Oslo Yom L'Chodesh Shvi. Okay, so we're talking about, we kind of know the answer already, but we're talking about Tishrei, seemingly, but it says the Chodesh Shvi, it doesn't say what the Chodesh is. But Aspechem, when you're gathering in things from the field, Estavus Oretz, in order, because the rain's coming. So Ezehu Chodesh, which is a Chodesh Yishbo Asifa, that you start gathering things in from the field into the house, have you always Tishrei? This is Tishrei before the rain starts. Bekar Korili Shvi'i, and it called it Shvi'i, so if you count back, therefore, this is going to be the first month. Says the Gemara, but Eimah Macheshvan. Maybe it's Macheshvan, and that's when you're bringing it in. And my Shvi'i, Shvi'i L'Iyar, and it's the seventh month after Iyar. So says the Gemara. Beina Osif Aleika. People, you need the people bringing into the houses. People have already brought into the houses by the time Macheshvan comes, because you don't want the fruits to get damaged by the rain. So let's say it's earlier. Eimah Elul. And what's the my Shvi? What's Shvi? Shvi la Adar. It's the seventh to Adar. So says the Gemara, no, but you know, Rov Osif Valeka. The majority of people need to be taking in their stuff because of the rain and there isn't. Amidi Rov Osif Kasib, does it stipulate in the Torah that you need the majority of the Osif? It just says Osif. So we weren't able to bring a Raya from the Torah. So Ella Amaravina, Dovazem in Torah's Rabbeinu Lo Lamadna. We can't learn it from the Torah itself. However, Medivri Kabbalah, we can learn it from Novi or Ksuvim Lamadnu. Okay, Biyom, so we're going to learn from Zachariah, try and bring a life from Zachariah, and actually we think we're going to succeed. Biyom Esrim V'Arba, on the 24th, La'ashtei Osa. Okay, to the 11th month, Chodesh Hu, Chodesh Shvat. You see, Shvat is the 11th month, so you see that for Nisan is going to be the first month. Rabba Ba'ula Omo Mehacha, he brings it from here, we learn it from Esther, Amalka. V'tilochach Esther el Lahamelach Achashverosh. He was taken to Achashverosh, El Beis Malchusoi, to his the palace, B'chodesh Ha'asiri, in the 10th month, who Chodesh Tevis. So you see, Tevis is the 10th month. So that's another raya. So Rav Chanan Amar Mi'acha, back to Zechariah, Ba'arba L'chodesh, and the 4th of the month, Atshi'i, the 9th month, B'kislev. Okay, so you see, it's from this sub. Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Amar Mi'acha, we're back to Esther, V'yikru Sofri HaMelech, V'yisahi, B'chodesh Shlishi, in the 3rd month, who Chodesh Sivan, is Sivan. So, another, now that back to, still in the Megillah, Rav Ashi Amar Mi'acha, Hippil Pur, Haman, did a Purim, a Pur, Yehu Gorel, if Ne'amon, Miyom Liyom, Mi'chodesh L'chodesh, Shnaim also, who Chodesh Adar, they did the Purim, the Gorel in Adar, which is the 12th month, so you see that Nisan is the first. B'yibai Seema, possibly you can learn from the, I think it's the beginning of the same Pasuk, Mi'acha, B'chodesh Rishon, who Chodesh Nisan, is the first month, which is Nisan. So now the Gemara asks, B'kulu, my time at Lo Amri Mehai. Why didn't everybody learn from this last pasuk? Because it mentions this one explicitly. Well, so surely isn't this the best one? So the Gemara says no, because it's not conclusive. They didn't like this. Why? Because deal with my Rishon. What was the Rishon? It's Rishon Lemilsei. That was talking about the first dastardly deed that Haman did. That was the introduction to Haman over there. So maybe speaking of that, that was the first thing he did when he came into power. But Tanididon. So now the question is though. So why doesn't our Mishnah say Rosh Hashanah? Add into the Mishnah. This is Rosh Hashanah L'Chodoshim. So the Tana Didan, our Tana, B'shonim Kemayr, it's talking about things that are annual. B'chodoshim lo Kemayr, it's not talking about monthly things. Okay, Liburim. Now, Iburim is the second thing mentioned in the Brisa. So this is the Gemara, it's a cash straight away. It's a little Iburim. Iburim, Minisan, Mininan. What do you mean? You start calculating the Shana's, the extra month in Nisan by the time you got a Brisa. Ein Ma'abrim Hashana, live near Rosh Hashanah. You can't do the calculations of a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. It's too early before that. Bim ibruha, and if you did it, it's no good because people might forget in the interim. So bal mitni hadchak, if it's a extenuating circumstances, ma'abim oisoy achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. You can do it right after Rosh Hashanah. That's the first time you can do it. But avabichem, nevertheless, ein ma'abrim el ador. The month that you're going to add on is going to be ador. So you see, so there's nothing to do with Nisan over here. So what's this? What's the Brisa talking about? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my Iburim. What does Iburim mean? When it says in the Brisa, it means Hafsakas Iburim. It means the cutoff point of the Iburim. Once it becomes Nisan, since it's the next year, now you can't do it Ibur anymore. The Tanan, Hein Heidu. They testify the people we said before, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, Shema Abrim Shana. You can Abba the Shana call Adar, even till the end of Adar, as long as it hasn't become Nisan, because people said beforehand, the Shayu Amrim, other people said Adar Purim. They said that you can only do it till Purim. So there's two opinions, right till the end of Adar, until Purim. So my time of demand Amma Ad Purim, what is the reason the person says until Purim? Kim and Amma Ma, because Ma said, Shoilin Behilchus Pesach, we ask about Hilchus Pesach, basically we give Shir about Hilchus Pesach, Koidim the Pesach Shloshim Yom, 30 days before Pesach. So therefore, people start giving droshes on Purim already, and people are expecting in a month's time, 30 days, it's going to be Pesach. And when the Shlichim come, they're going to say, hey, Pesach's going to be later, they're not going to listen to them. So, I see the Zuzay for Chometz, they're going to come and eat Chometz on Pesach, because they're going to do Pesach early, and then when it's real, the real Pesach, they're not going to keep it. So the Idach, the other opinion that we says that you can do it till the end of Adar, Miyo Yodi, people know the Shato, that the year Ma'abarta, leap year B'chushpana, with regards to the calculation Talia Milsa is dependent upon. And we know some people don't get calculations right until later. The Sovri Chushpana, the calculation, who they didn't figure it out 100%, the Rabbana added in until this time. So therefore, they're going to be flexible, they're not going to be stuck in the ways, and they're going to listen to the Shlichim. Okay, now, so the question is, why doesn't our Mishnah put this in, this Shanas Iburim? It's Rosh Hashanah Iburim. So, Tamid Yidan, and our author of our Mishnah, B'haschola Kamar, it's talking about the beginning of years, B'hafsakola Kamar, but not the cutoff points which end a year. So that's why they include it. Okay, the third thing mentioned in the Braisa, the Truma Shkolim, the Nisan is also Rosh Hashanah the Truma Shkolim. So Minal and Truma Shkolim means that we do Zichel Machzis and Shekel, that everyone used to have to give Chatzis Shekel before Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, in order that they can buy for the temple fund, so they can buy the Korbanos for the year. Okay, Minalon, how do we know that? So Amr Rishaya Amr Christ is in the Torah. Zois Oilas Chodesh B'chod Shoy. This is the Korban of the Chodesh, right, B'chod Shoy, in its month, L'chod Yeshanah, to the months of the year. So a lot of extra Chodoshim over here. So Amr Torah, the Torah telling over here, they say Chadesh, it says renew. Behavi Korban, you bring a Korban, Mitrum Chodosh, from new Chodosh, you need new Truma, new Truma. Okay. Begoma. So how, we didn't say it's Nisan, so how do we know it's Nisan? The Gomer Shana Shana, I mean Nisan, we learn because there is Shava from Nisan. The Chsiv, it says over here, over there, in Nisan, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechotchi Hashana, it's the first to the month of the year, which we just proved above, so that is Nisan. And we learn our Shana from that. Says the Gemara Kasha, which we're going to see coming up, Beligmo Shana Shana Mitishrei. With those Mitishrei, it's also written to see Mireishis Shana. Says the first of the year. So that's also talking about, says Shana, and it's talking about Tishrei. So why says Nisan? So answer the Gemara. We learn similar for similar. That's what we do. We'll explain. Donim Shana Shiesh Im Chadoshim. We learn a Shana that mentions also, when it says Shana, also mentions months. Which Shana Shiesh Im Chadoshim, from a place where it says Shana and it also mentions Chadoshim. But Ein Donim, we don't learn from Tishrei Shana Shiesh Im Chadoshim. Right, I mean, this is Nisan again. Sorry, actually, this is talking about the Truma Chadosha. Then it mentions Shana and it mentions Chodoshim. We don't learn it from Mishana, from the year She'ein Imah Chodoshim, that does not have with it Chodoshim, i.e. Tishrei. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Korbanos Tzibor, right, the sacrifices of the Tzibor are boin b'chad b'nissan, that come on the first of Nisan. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'hovi min Chodosh, it's a mitzvah to bring from the new money that we've collected. V'im hevi min Yashon, and if you brought from the old money, from the last year's funds, Yotza, is Yotza Bidi Evad. Okay, Elush, a Chizah Mitzvah, is lacking a Mitzvah for Minim Ufcha. Tani Namiach, we've got Bryce, Korban, Sivo, Havon, Bechad, Benissan, Mitzvah, Lahavi, Minachadosh, from the new, but Im, Havi, Minachad, Yoshan, Yotza. Elush, a Chizah Mitzvah. And another point, if Yochid, and an individual, Shehis Nadei Mishaloi, and he donated from his own personal funds, Kasheim, it's kosher. He gave it to the tzibor, or he gave an animal. As long as he hands it over to the ownership of the community. Pshita, on this last point, says that's posh. Why we always accept tzedakah? Like what's the shaila? Modetema, no, you may be concerned, but you're nervous. A little shema, perhaps. Lo yimserim letzibor yofa. Perhaps he's not going to hand them over. He says, you know, that sheep was bought for my money. Therefore, it's going to mess things up because you've got to buy it from communal funds, and he didn't. So Gashon Alan is coming to teach us over here that we're not concerned about that. Okay, back to the question: so why does our Mishnah not include this? Okay, with regards to the from the Truma Chadosha, the Tani Didan, Kivan the Tani, since it taught in it the Im Hevi Yotza, in that Brisa, that if you would bring from the old money, that Bidi Evad is Yotzi Loi Pesikale, and it's not clear cut. And Zachil gonna want to avoid that. I just want to teach, you know, some straight things that are straightforward. Okay, now setting the Brisa, the Yeshomrim Af Luskilas Bottom. So too Luskilas Bottom, also that's Rosh Hashanah for the Nissan's Rosh Hashanah for that. So Tanur Bonim, we got a Brisa. A Maski Bais Lachaveiro. Somebody rents out a house to his friend, the Shana, for a year contract, Moinu Shnayim Osa Chodesh Miyom Liyom. So you count a year from that day he started, from that day it ends. 1 year. V'im Omer, if he stipulated L'Shana Zu for this year, okay, Efil Omer Ela Ba'achad Ba'adar, even if the person started his dwelling there in the first of Adar, Kivin Shehigia Yom Echad B'Nissan, as soon as he gets to the first of Nissan, also Lo Shana, that is the end of his year. So 1 month is considered a year over here. Okay, end of Brisa. And says the Gemara, but feel Amanda Omar, even according to the person that says Yom Echad B'Shana, that one day in a year, which we saw earlier, is Chashuv Shana, has the sometimes it's halachically considered a year. Shani hacha, this we don't say that over here. But it's only a month b'shana chatur shana. The loy tarach inish, that a person is not going to search out for a house, the migal to rent, vesa, the botsi from less, mitlosin for them 30 days. People don't do that. It's a bit too much of a hassle. So we can't assume that this person would do that. So therefore, we're going to say it's a chodesh. For ve'ema tishrei, perhaps it's going to be tishrei. Okay. So why not? How do you know it's Nisan? So, because people also think, you know, that's also like a yearly month, right? So stam ki ogor inish besa, when a person rents out a house, is the chule yomus gisham. Person, when he's renting in the winter, he wants it for the whole, you know, all the days of the gishamim, i.e. for the whole winter season, ogar, and he's not going to rent for just 1 month. It can't be. So therefore, it must be that it's going to be Nisan. Okay. Says the Gemara, but it's the same question. But Tana Kama, well, but first we're going to say, why didn't Tana Kama of that Brisa, who didn't learn Skuras Botim, yeah, of a Tana Dinan, and the author of our Mishnah, so who also didn't learn this Skuras Botim, the Nisan Nami Mishkech Shchiach. Sometimes in Nisan, I think, right, we also found Kitzri, sometimes they found clouds in the sky, so that people are nervous and they don't want to, you know, when they rent in Adar, they also want for Nisan as well. So we're not going to say, we're not assuming the person would only rent for 1 month. He wants to make sure that he doesn't get wet. Okay, Ba'chad Ba'elu. Now, we're going back to the Mishnah now. Is Rosh Hashanah Le Maisa Behema. Okay, so Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rebbe Meir, the Tanan, we saw in the Mishnah, or in the Baraisa. Rebbe Meir Oimer, Ba'chad Ba'elul, and the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah Le Maisa Behema. Okay, so that's Rebbe Meir. Ulu Golem, we said the Golem in the Mishnah, Mani, so who's the author of that? Is Rabbi Shimon. We believe that's Rabbi Shimon, he holds Kusidron. So Ema Sefer, let's say the continuation of the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say Bechad B'Tishrei, Maisa Behema is on the first of Tishrei. So now it's weird. Reish V'Sefer, Rabbi Shimon, the beginning of the end, yeah, is Rabbi Shimon, and Mitziasar, Rabbi Meir, we've got a Rabbi Meir sandwich. What's going on over here? We've got a consistent author. Okay, Omar, Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef. Rebbe He, no, it's actually we haven't got one consistent author. The author is Rebbe He. You have a Nosiv La, and he took it, the Mishnah, a Leva de Tanoi, according to Machlokas Tanoim, but really he agrees with them. He says, and this I agree with Rabbi Meir, and this I agree with Rebbe Shimon. So, but he's going to speak out. Rebbe Rogalim, Savalak Rebbe Shimon, and Rogalim holds that Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Meir, Savalak Savalak Rebbe Meir. Says the Gemara though, if that's the case, Ihachi Arba, when we said there's four new years, yeah, Chamisha have another five over here. Why is that? Because if we said before that one was talking about Rabbi Meir, one was talking about Rabbi Shimon, so each one individually holds with four each, because Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with Regalim, Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with Maisa Behema under the first of Elul, so you've only got four. But now he said Rabbi agrees holds with all of these, so there should be five. Because we've got an extra one, if you count, also for the Regalim, which is on Test Vav. Pesach is on Test Vav Nisan. So we've got five. So what's going on? So let's just speak it out. Is that clear? We've got first of Nisan, we've got Test Vav Nisan, we've got first of Elul, we've got Tishrei, and we've got two Bishvat. So we've got five. So why is it only four? So Amar Rava, says Rava, our Baal the Debriya Kol, because we're only counting the ones that are unanimous. If it's unanimous, they get counted, if not. The Rebbe Meir, it's going to be Arba, because Rebbe Meir, you're going to get four altogether, because he minuses Dal Regalim, because he doesn't hold with Regalim, because he holds one, for reason, you know, right? And the Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon, it's Arba. It's only going to be four, because even though he holds with Regalim, he doesn't hold Dal Maisa Behema, he doesn't hold with Maisa Behema, meaning it's on Elul, he holds on Tishrei, and Tishrei anyway is counted, so therefore it gets grouped in with the other ones. Okay, so that's one answer. Rav Nachman's got a different approach. We're still agreeing that it's Rebbe, right? And therefore the question was why four, it should be five. He says, I'm Arba, it's four, Kadoshim, for months, Ubehen Kama Rosh Hashanim. And within them, there are many new heads of the years, meaning he focused on the months. So the months that were mentioned in the mission, there's only four. Yeah, there was Nisan and Tishrei Elul. I'm sorry, I said a bit wrong there. And Shvat. Okay. So now Meisvei. Now we're going to cash it though, because we're going to disagree with both of these. Shisha Osu B'Nissan, on the 16th of Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Omer. It's the first day that you're allowed to eat Chodosh, right? Because then we bring the Korban Omer. And Shisha B'Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan, which is Shavuos, is Rosh Hashanah Shtei Lechem. Then that's they bring the Shtei Lechem, and they're in the base of Mikdash, they can use the new grains from in the base of Mikdash as well, from the new year. So now, so we've got another two new Rosh Hashanim. Okay, so L'Rava Lisni Shisha. So going to Rava, he should now say six, because there are six that are unanimous. So why is it only four? L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lisni Chamisha. He's the one who adds, and they say you count the months. So we've also got Sivan, which is another month. So there should be 5 months. We've got an extra month. So why is it four and not five or six? So Amar Papa says Rav Papa Ki Kachoshiv. When we enumerate in the Mishnah, Midi something dechayel that comes falls. Yeah, we also from the evening time. The new year starts from the evening. Yeah. However, midi de lo chayil, something that doesn't fall, me also from the evening time, lo kachoshiv, we don't count. And the omer, when you brought the korban omer in the base of Mikdash, that was in the daytime, because korban also bring in the daytime. And also when they brought the shtei lechem, was also in the daytime. So therefore, these new years don't start until the daytime. So that's why we didn't count them. Says the Gemara, that's the case. But regalim, what's regalim? We said that's talking about with baltacher. Also, that doesn't start from the morning, because you could v'kachoshiv and it counts it, because what you can only bring a korban after you brought the tamid shel shachar, and the tamid shel shachar you bring in the day. So therefore, you should baltacher is only in the day, so it always starts in the daytime. It didn't start in the nighttime, so why do you count it? So answer the Gemara. Kimin the tzurich la'asuyeh mi'ikar. Really, he needed to bring originally from the outset. As soon as you make your name, you're supposed to bring straight away. However, generally, given you know the clock starts on basically the latest time after the first Pesach till Sukkot, but really as soon as he made a neder, you know, we're not going to say like if he brings it early, but like before Pesach, we'll say, oh, excuse me, you got to bring it now. We don't say that. We say thank you. We accept korbanos. Okay. So kiven the tzorich lasuye mikara, sin was chayv to bring lasuye, means to bring it mikara from the outset. Mechayev b'koy, he's in a status of being chayev. Oh, now v'harei yovlois. What about yovlois? Okay, which are we counted in the Mishnah, which was in Tishrei, to look chayil mi'or, so they don't start from the evening time kachoshiv. When do yovlos start? Yeah, yovlos start when they blow the shofar. Woo! In Tishrei, and that's when they only blow the shofar in the daytime. So and we counted in the Mishnah. So answer the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noishel, Rabbi ben Baroika. He, our Mishnah is going according to that opinion. Why do Amar mi Rosh Hashanah chayil yovel? From the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, yovel starts. Right, which meaning it's nothing to do with the shofar blowing. It's just when Rosh Hashanah comes in. So too does the yovel comes in. So therefore, it starts in the so that we count it. Now, Rav Shisha Breidu Rav Idi Omar, he's got a different answer. Okay, we're on Zayin Amad Bey's four lines from the bottom. He says Rav Shisha Breidu Rav Idi Omar Ki Kachoshiv. When we're including things in the Mishnah, so basically we're trying to say why, back to why we don't count Test Vav in Nisan and also Vav Sivan, why do we not count those? Okay, midi de lo toliba maisa, something that isn't dependent on that you have to do something. We want things that are years that come in automatically. Yeah, the year just comes in, it's the new year. Happy birthday, something just happened automatically. Yeah, midi de tali, but something de tali that is dependent upon a maisa, an action for it to happen. We do not count them, and therefore, seen as the Oima, when we can eat Chodosh again, you have to bring a Korban, and so too with the Shtei Lechem. Therefore, you would not count them. But this is the Gemara of Harei Regalim, also the festivals, Midi de Tolba Maisa. The festivals is for Val Tacha, and that you've got to bring a Korban, and you can only bring a Korban once you've brought the Tomid, and that's a Maisa, because Hashem and the Mishnah counts it. So, answers the Gemara, Bal Tacha and Melech Choyl. No, Bal Tacha is independent. It's not really from when you bring the Tomid, it's just when you make the Neder. It happens to be that you can't bring it until you bring the the Tomei, but really the Baal Tachar itself is Memela. We're just going to finish off the last five more lines, just to finish off the sugya. We're on Ches Amid Aleph now. V'harei Yovlois, which is totally in a Meisr as well, because you've got to blow the shofar. Okay, and we counted that. So the answer is Rabbi Yishmoel. Yeah, it's Rabbi Yishmoel ben Oshel ben Reuchel and Barokahi. Okay, it's him. And so therefore, it's Midi the doesn't tell the Meisr, right? Because it comes from Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it doesn't depend on the shofar. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, but Rosh Hashanim Heim, there are actually four Rosh Hashanim Heim. Okay, so he's going back to the original question. Yeah? Why is if Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, there should be five and not four, right? So why do we only say four? Shehein v'arba Rosh Chodashim, which are in, basically we're only counting the things that are the beginning of the month that count. So therefore we're not going to count Pesach, right? Because Pesach is in the middle of the month. So that's why we don't count Pesach. Ah, says the Gemara, b'chad v'shvat. You say b'chad v'shvat. That's k'bei Shammai. That's going like Beis Shammai. Yeah, and Beis Shammai, we're not passing like Beis Shammai, so why is he counting four as Beis Shammai? So Achikama, this is what he's saying, Shloisha Livri Akol. No, the Mishnah is saying over here that you should, true this four, but you should know, disclaimer, the only three are unanimous, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree. However, Bechad Shvat is Machlokis, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. And that is actually a Machlokis.
Shkoyach.